Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
Yes, and there's plenty happening in harness racing. And to give us the latest, Brittany Graham. We love Brittany on a Monday and Tuesday now, every week here on The Pace. Morning to you, Brittany.
Good morning, Andrew. Yes, thanks for having me yet again. As you mentioned, the new racing season is in full swing now and it's really getting a kick along. The first of our big group races are probably only a month away. The Victoria Cup is upcoming. So, no, very much looking forward to getting stuck into this new season. And somebody who's had an amazing start to this new season is Luke McCarthy, and he joins us online now. Good morning to you, Luke.
Morning, Britt.
Well done on what has been a huge start to the season. You couldn't ask for it to have been much better either.
Yeah, no, we had a good couple of weeks, and all the horses are sort of, you know, they all had a bit of a break through the winter, and they've come back, you know, on the right marks, and, you know, sort of just they're in the right races, and, yeah, it all went really good.
Four wins there on Saturday night, and all horses raced really, really well. As you mentioned, a few of them had a bit of time off leading into what has been the start of the season. They also, a few of them had a trip to Queensland, and a few probably didn't race at their best. So I'm sure it was great to see them back into the winner's circle there on Saturday night.
Oh, for sure, Britt. A couple of them went to Brisbane, ran good the first week, and then got a little bit sick. You know, after they'd been there for a couple of weeks, so they all went to the paddock and had a break, and yeah, they've freshened up and they're nice and healthy and they come out and race really good.
18 drives for you in the last week or so for 12 wins, and obviously Craig and all the team out there at Cobbity have had a super start to the season in the training ranks as well. Those four wins on Saturday night were all trained by Craig as well. I guess probably one of the more impressive of them was your first race winner, Cruz. He was fantastic. He rated 152 and 7 out in front. And he's, I guess, a newish addition to the stable. And no doubt he has a bit of a future here at Menangle. Is the plan for him to stick around?
Yeah, for sure. He's a nice horse and he's always had a good record in Melbourne before he come up. And I think he'll just be a nice Saturday night horse at Menangle. So he can sort of just progressively race, you know, most Saturday nights and, you know, just sort of continue to go around and earn a bit of money.
So that's been the start of the season for you. Obviously, the racing really, well, the big racing kicks in over the next few weeks and months. Of course, I guess an exciting thing here in New South Wales is this $1 million pace, which is only, you know, coming, sneaking up on us quicker and quicker all the time. Is there a horse that you've earmarked for that race? Obviously, certain conditions and bits and pieces around it make it a little bit difficult to plan really far ahead, but is there a horse in the stable that you're really looking forward to hopefully targeting towards that race?
Not really, Britt. It's probably there'll be horses that you know, I guess it's hard to sort of wait and save them with the conditions on the race, but you know, well, there's obviously ones we'll have working up that if they fit the conditions at the time, have a crack at it, but nothing really in particular that we can sort of really set for it, if you know what I mean.
Another busy time of the year out there at Cobbity is, of course, breeding season, and you all stand two stallions, Bling It On and For A Reason. So with this new season upcoming, another busy time in that side of the business as well.
Oh, for sure. They've both been really well supported the last couple of years by local breeders, and For A Reason will have a big crop of, you know, just rising, just turned 2-year-olds now on the track. So hopefully he can come out and kick a goal with a couple of them this year, and then that'll sort of put him in good stead then for the next few seasons. And Bling It On's are only weanlings, so, you know, we've still got to wait another year for them. But no, it's all going really well.
Obviously with Colonial bred stallions getting a bit of a leg up here and there as well, that certainly helps for them. And it's good to see these horses that we've been able to see in the flesh race here in Australia be supported, because sometimes it is a little bit tricky for them to compete with the big name North Americans.
Oh, no doubt. I think the tide's turning a little bit. It's everyone in Australia is probably now realising how good our horses are down here, and no doubt even everyone would know the big job Shah Tim's done, and you know, being like a Kiwi bred but raced in Australia and has gone up there and probably the best horse in North America, or definitely the best mare. So, you know, the horses down under, there's not that big a gap anymore. And, you know, some of these stallions that have been racing down here, well, they would have been as good as any of them American horses, no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of North America, Andy's having a really good time of it at the moment, isn't he? Your brother Andrew, he's really starting to kick some goals up there, and between him and Dexter Dunn, they're really making it their own.
Yeah, going great. Both the boys, you know, they've got some really good drives, and I think Andy won four in Canada on Saturday night, and he's linked up with Tony Alanya's stable, who's got some really good juveniles, and Dex is just natural. He's been a great driver wherever he goes, so there's no surprise that he'd go there and just fit in so well and so quickly, and no, they're going great.
Absolutely. Well, today at Menangle, you line up two runners and you take the reins behind both of those, Priority to Party and also Mongolian Archer, both last start winners. For those tuning in wanting to have a bet at Menangle today, they both look good chances as well.
Yeah, they're both good chances. Mongolian Archer's got good gate speed. He had a good trip there last week, first up, and I'm sure he's going to get a good trip again somewhere close to the lead. He looks like he's sort of at his best. And then the other mare, Priority Party, she had a first up run at Maitland, and quite surprised us actually how good she went. She won really easy. I know there wasn't much in the field, but the way she done it, so I'm sure she'll run a good race too.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for your time this morning, Luke. Congratulations on what has been a fantastic start to this season, and hopefully it continues in the weeks and months to come.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, Bert.
Luke McCarthy there with a cracking start to the new racing season. 18 drives to date for 12 wins, and he's certainly one where you follow him all year round, but certainly at the moment he is in a rich vein of form. Just quickly before I go, it was released yesterday by Harness Racing New South Wales that the nominations for what is the Drive of the Year, or the TAB Kevin Newman Award for Driving Excellence, there was nominations open to the public, and nominations were lodged by quite a few participants and fans alike, and they've narrowed it down to five drives. So those five drives are Cameron Hart. Those five drives are Cameron Hart at Bankstown, Anthony Frisby in the Group 1 on Miracle Mile Night aboard Our Uncle Sam, Colin McDowell when he took out the Bathurst Gold Tiara with Michelle Lee Mack, John O'Shea at Menangle aboard Sam's Express, and Brad Hewitt when he took out the Group 1 Breeders' Challenge aboard Rock and Marty. So you can head to the Harness Racing New South Wales website and also all of the socials, and there will be different links there for you to view the replays and cast your votes. The voting closes Friday, September 13, so you have not too long to organise your votes, and that winner or that award will be announced at the Arthur J. Gallagher Harness Racing New South Wales Awards Night on September 21 at the Four Seasons, and tickets are still available for that evening as well. So that's all from me for this morning on the Pace. I'll be back next Monday.